The Magic Age of 28.
Just recently, 28-year-old New Zealander Eleanor Catton became the youngest ever winner of the Booker Prize. Here are some other people who had done great things by the age of 28.
Quentin Tarantino made his first film, Reservoir Dogs. It was a smash hit.
David Bowie released his album, Young Americans, which was a break with his glam rock past. Also, his single Fame gave him his first American number one hit.
4 days after his 28th birthday, Mark Zuckerberg floated Facebook on the stock market. It instantly made him a paper billionaire many times over.
Alexander the Great had conquered most of his empire by the age of 28, an empire which stretched from the Himalayas in India to the Ionian Sea off Greece.
At 28, Danish physicist Niels Bohr revolutionized science by publishing his theory of the atom.
At 28, Alexander Graham Bell was in the middle of inventing the telephone. The breakthrough came a week after his 29th birthday.
At the age of 28, Ludwig L. Zamenhof invented the universal language Esperanto.
Philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche published his first book, The Birth of Tragedy from the Spirit of Music.
Charles Dickens began serializing his fourth novel, The Old Curiosity Shop, in the weekly magazine he was editing, Master Humphrey's Clock.
By the age of 28, William Shakespeare had written the plays The Taming of the Shrew, Titus Andronicus, and The Comedy of Errors.
From his station in Nova Scotia, Canada, Guglielmo Marconi transmitted the first radio message to cross the Atlantic, from North America to England.
Irish novelist James Joyce had finished A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man and had started work on his masterpiece, Ulysses.
Elizabeth Taylor won an Oscar for Best Actress for her part in the film Butterfield 8. She also became the highest-paid female actress in history when she signed a $1 million contract to star in the movie Cleopatra.